local. This is 5AA, always Adelaide.
The 5AA Player app lets you listen to all your favourite 5AA shows wherever you go.
5AA Mornings with Matthew Pantelis.
25 to 12 on 5AA. We were to talk about the abalone virus and fishing restrictions here as part of our state, but unfortunately the people we were going to talk to are unavailable this morning, so it won't be happening, at least not now. But apparently, there is an abalone viral. It's called a ganglioneuritis. Abalone viral ganglioneuritis is confirmed in wild abalone in waters off Port Macdonald down near Mount Gambier, about 20 k's to the coast off Mount Gambier. The first time the disease has been found in SA and restrictions are now in place. So the poor old abalone industry, hope it doesn't travel across the state to the west coast as well, but abalone down in the southeast probably don't eat them or don't try and even catch them, I imagine. But vets and primary industries are looking into all of that. Okay, so we'll see what when we can get them on to talk about that. Some more texts on the issue of kids and behaving and all the rest of it. The demise of respect by kids caused by feminists way back in the 1980s, where parents and teachers were told that all kids have more rights than them, says John. Then parents were told not to physically punish kids. Corporal punishment was banned in schools, and so on it went until those unruly kids became parents who taught their kids nothing, no respect. The word no didn't exist. More kids became selfish, and on it goes until kids are punished by the law and parents are allowed to punish kids in public without being told the police will be called on them. Nothing will change. Political correctness destroys these basic values as well. I remember all this well as an 18-year-old back then, even said to myself, the next generation of kids are going to be trouble. And I was right when I was a kid, visited parents' friends' home, told to be seen and not heard. That's from John. Thank you, John. Tough upbringing. But a good upbringing, right? Because respect is at the core of it. No matter how busy a parent is, there's absolutely no excuse for teaching a child manners, says that texter. Absolutely. 100% on that. Leanne says it seems parents are now too self-centered and too busy to be bothered teaching their kids anything. I own a retail business. Parents treat their children as if they're the ones in charge. No discipline, no respect for other people's rules or possessions. Most are unruly brats that do and say what they like, and heaven help anyone who tells them the word no. Thank you, Leanne. Michelle says, Matthew, my mum and dad both taught us to live our lives with honesty and integrity in our dealings with others. The example was my dad in his dealings with business. Thank you, Michelle. Laziness, says Jane. That's what these parents are who don't teach their kids good values. Laziness and the new vogue of let them do whatever they like and the rest of us have to put up with noisy, badly behaved children. Okay, abalone. We've got on the line Professor Peter Appleford, who is from PIRSA, Executive Director in charge of major programs and regions. Professor Appleford, good morning to you. Thank you for coming on.
Good morning, Matthew, to you and your listeners.
Now, I understand this virus called, where did it go? This great name for it, AVG is what it stands for, the abalone viral ganglioneuritis virus.
Yep.
Mouthful. What does it mean for abalone off SA's coast?
AVG is the virus in the abalone. It affects their nerves. So it's a herpes virus, so similar to the cold sore virus, herpes simplex, that we get. But unfortunately, with the abalone, if they get stressed and it comes out, it kills them. So they can no longer hold onto the rock, and then they fall off. And then, of course, all the fish around them have a great time, but it's not so good for the abalone.
Okay, so it's okay for the fish. They won't get the virus?
No, these viruses are very specific. So they're in a range of mammals, birds, mollusks, but they won't transfer between the two.
Okay. When was it detected first?
We had a suspicion notification from an abalone diver Wednesday week ago. Our dive crews were out there anyway, so they went and did some transects and took some samples. And then we had confirmation through the testing, through the laboratories, that it was there Friday week ago. And then we put the closure in place on the Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Is there any risk to humans? I mean, no risk to fish, but if we ate a abalone affected with AVG, is there anything that can go wrong?
No, there's no human health impacts at all. It's we just go through our system and be digested. That's
okay.
Fine.
Yeah. All right. Can people help avoid the virus spreading amongst abalone?
Yeah, so some key things is it transmits either from abalone touching each other or abalone walking where other abalone have been on the rocks. But when they get really sick, they produce mucus strings, and the virus will actually be in those mucus strings and then either be taken by the currents, or if people are in the area diving or doing other activities close to the bottom, then they run the risk of picking up those mucus strings. And if they go and undertake that activity somewhere else where the virus isn't within a short period of time, then they run the risk of moving the virus that way.
Mm. So don't move it. That's obviously crucial. And the mucus string is the only giveaway. So if we saw one, if, you know, somebody's walking along the coast there and saw the mucus string, that's how you'd tell, I suppose.
So what you'll see is the abalone, if they see the actual abalone, what they'll see is an abalone that looks a bit lethargic and sort of hanging off the rock a bit, sort of hanging tight to the rock. And then the next stage after that, you know, at that stage they will be producing a lot of mucus. Then after that they'll fall off the rock.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Restrictions in place? I'm sure there probably are.
Yeah, there's restrictions in place at the moment. So we've got a control area that goes from a bit west of Port Macdonald back through to the Victorian coast. We're doing surveying through there now and getting results and trying to find out exactly where it is through that area. And we're finalising those survey results. Within that area, we've stopped all fishing activity at the moment just until we get our heads around exactly where it is and where it isn't as we move forward.
So if people think they've encountered the virus, should they inform primary industries? Is that something to do?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. So there should be a fish watch hotline.
Okay.
So get onto the web and get the fish watch hotline and give them a call and let them know where they think it is, and we'll come and have a look or we'll pick up samples. The more people we have looking for it, then the greater chance of us to understand exactly where it is in the environment as soon as we can.
Do we know where it comes from? I mean, does it just spark off in one abalone and then the rest eventually catch it? Is that sort of what happens?
Yeah, so, these things are endemic in abalone in Australia. Now, how it actually got to the outbreak near Port Macdonald, it could have been moved there by someone accidentally. It could have spread from an outbreak just across the border in Victoria, or it could have been there all the time. And just when the abalone got stressed for whatever reason, there's been water temperature fluctuations and water quality fluctuations. It just starts to express. And then once you get that high viral load in individuals, then it spreads between them on those particular reef coats.
Yeah.
Mortality is somewhere between 20% and 90%. Wow. So it can be pretty vicious on them.
Yeah. So apart from Port Macdonald and the southeast in general, the west coast too, is that it for abalone off SA waters?
You got a small bit in the central zone, but the majority of it's in the southern and western zones.
Yeah. All right. You've had community meetings down there too, I understand, around Port Macdonald to let people know.
Yeah, so we had a meeting with the abalone industry twice, met with them again this morning. We met with the rock lobster fishers who are potentially largely impacted last Friday, and then we had a community meeting at 5:30 down at Port Macdonald, which was very well attended, actually, so thanks for everyone who came along to that. A lot of general interest and a lot of interest in trying to make sure that they help us manage it. And we've got another community meeting in Mount Gambier this Friday at 5:30.
You mentioned the rock lobsters. Can they be affected by this at all? I mean, that's a pretty crucial industry down there.
Oh, absolutely. So the real risk from the rock lobster, there's no impact on the rock lobster itself. It's just that we're dropping pots on the bottom and we might be dropping pots to where there's sick abalone. So it's really about restricting the spread of the disease accidentally through the pots. There's a very small risk that the abalone will be eaten by the rock lobster and then the rock lobster will move it around, but it's more the pots that we're interested in at this point in time to make sure that we're not not accidentally moving the virus around.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good luck with it, Peter. It's fascinating to find out about, and who knew, I suppose, but there it is. It's obviously affecting the industry, and for fishers, it's not good news. The best place to find out information, if anyone is curious, I suppose the PERS website as good as any?
PERS website's the best place to find it. So just go to the PERS website, Google PERS, and then there should be direction on the landing page there about where to go.
Terrific.
Get more information about it all.
Good on you. Thank you for your time today and explaining all of that. Appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for your interest, and thanks for the interest of your listeners.
Thank you. Professor Peter Appleford, PERS's Executive Director, Major Programs and Regions, and in charge of the outbreak response of, here it is, abalone viral ganglioneuritis is what it's called, in confirmed in wild abalone in waters just off Port Macdonald. First time the disease has been found in SA, only affects abalone. And, you know, you probably shouldn't eat one, but if you do, you'll be fine. But don't move them around is best, okay, because you don't want to spread the illness to other abalone, and it could have repercussions for the industry in South Australia. So hopefully they get to the bottom of it and find the sick ones and pull them out, and away we go, and everything back to normal. But obviously a bit of work ahead of PERSA in that regard. Go to their website for more info. 14 to 12 on 5AA.